I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
I'm April, VP of the cutting-edge sex toy company Hot Octopus, and I dedicate my life to the business of sex.
We are on a mission to teach you how to have hot sex, deep intimacy, and how to make your own rules for who you are as a sexual being.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution.
Don't forget to head on over to our website at shamelesssex.com for more. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSPP in all caps at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Podcast with Amy and April, who do not have a lot of energy right now in this moment.
Yeah.
We just got back to Santa Cruz. It's really foggy. We were just up in Nevada City, California at the Yuba River, which was beautiful. It was blazing hot.
It was like 100 degrees.
It was amazing. It was so beautiful. So beautiful. We had some wonderful times.
Almost 40 degrees centigrade.
Maybe. Yes.
42.
I don't know my centigrades, but I know that Santa Cruz is a lot colder, and we've been in the sun for 2 days, and it was very fun. And now we are tired, but we're happy to be here with you all. Well, we can't see you, but we're watching
you. We know you're there.
I'm watching you right now. This episode is with Sarah Rose, Tantric Sex Coach, and it's all about orgasms, as well as how coming is not always great sex. Did you all know that? Sex is not all about orgasms. And just because someone, especially vulva owners, has an orgasm doesn't necessarily mean it's great sex. I'm sure penis owners would say the same thing about some sex too, right? Like,
yeah,
an orgasm still wasn't the best sex.
Of course.
And someone would be like, it was great sex because there was an orgasm.
And when you think about the best sex you've ever had, I don't really think about the orgasm I had. I think about the connection that I was experiencing during the exercise.
During the journey.
During the journey of it all.
Yes. Yes. So we will be diving into that in a moment. If you listened to our last podcast, you heard that we have swag.
I think it's swag.
We have Shameless Sex clothing, t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies, masks, mugs, stickers,
art.
And here's the best part. All of the proceeds are going to a cause. We do not make any money off of it. It all goes to a cause. This month we are donating to the NAACP as part of our desire to be one with the Black Lives Movement. And if you go to our website, that's shamelesssex.com, and you scroll down, there's a big banner there with some t-shirts on it, and you click on it, takes you to this website, and you can order some wonderful goodies. Go and rock Shameless Sex. Be a part of the Shameless Sex Revolution.
I just looked at it, and it looks very apparent on the screen, so you can't miss it.
Sometimes it's
hard to see our little banners, but this one you won't miss. And there's lots of different, it's not just a t-shirt, you can get tank tops, and so
for all genders, all bodies,
I think there's even baby onesies if you want.
Oh my god, your baby Shameless Sex child, that's so cute. Adorable. Oh. It's like a little sex educator in training.
It is.
Go check it out, and let's do a sex question.
Okay.
All right, so I'm a 22-year-old cis female. I've had my fair share of sexual experiences, though I must admit a lot of them weren't really enjoyable. I also, unfortunately, have had more than my fair share of sexually traumatic experiences. As I've gotten older, and especially now that I'm experimenting with casual dating, I've noticed I don't really feel pleasure. When I'm being played with, it kind of feels like I'm being touched through a blanket, if that makes sense. I feel the touch, but it feels muted. I'm not sure why that is or what to do about this, especially since I'm now trying to embrace my sexuality. Please help. I can actually relate to this.
You were just talking about this yesterday, I think.
And I've had similar experiences with this where either the touch felt numb, or I like the way that, I mean, I don't love that you're feeling muted, but that was my experience too, either numb or muted. I also had an experience, a lot of times in my life where the touch always felt a little like pokey or ticklish and squeamish. And I think that there's multiple things going on there. One is also how someone's touching me. But I guess I'll start with what they're saying. A lot of the sexual experiences I've had weren't really enjoyable, and I have a fair share of sexually traumatic experiences. And you've heard us say this on the podcast probably many times if you've listened in the past, that we say the body keeps a score. That's the label of a title of a book. And the body remembers trauma. And trauma, whether it's sexually traumatic experiences from non-consensual acts of sexual violence, the body retains that memory, and the body also conforms and responds, meaning it can turn off, numb out, or you can feel pain in those parts of the body. And also from compliant sex. So those experiences that you had that weren't really enjoyable, but you still had them, you said yes, but you were not really getting a big yes in it. It wasn't feeling good, but you didn't do anything. And that in itself can create its own mini traumas in your body. So what the great about news is you're 22 and you have a whole wonderful life ahead of you. So this is a great time. Awesome for you to actually be looking at this at 22. A lot of people don't look at it ever, or maybe until their 30s, 40s, 50s. And it sounds like you're ready. You want to feel pleasure. And it sounds to me, and this is just my guess, so I don't perfectly know your body, but from my own experience, I would say it sounds like your body has had some experiences where it has turned off, numbed out, and shut down, and it is in a place where you can reawaken it, and it will take a lot of time, dedication, and practice, and also a strong commitment from you. I advise, my advice is make a really powerful commitment to yourself to not have compliant sex anymore. If you're ever feeling pain or discomfort, or like it doesn't feel that good, or I'm just not really that into it, say something. Stop it. Press pause. Add more lube. Suggest something else. And because then you're retraining your body that is worthy of the pleasure that you desire. And then what I would say is start a conscious self-pleasure practice. You've probably heard us talk about this on the podcast many times before. And this isn't just rubbing one out just to get the orgasm. This is you are slowing down, intentionally connecting with your body and listening to your body in terms of what it wants and likes. And if you're numb and you're not getting those messages, take your time. Just let your hands kind of explore your body as if it was how you'd want a lover to explore you. You know, really slowly, and maybe put on some sexy music, and just listen to your body to see what it likes. And this can be really annoying if you're not used to it. It can be a long process, and I recommend doing this, you know, maybe 3 to 5 days a week if you can, for a minimum of 10 minutes. No goals. Don't make the orgasm the goal, just to discover what your body likes. And if you have also a access to a sexological body worker, I don't know if they're seeing clients right now, yeah, but we've done episodes with sexological body workers before. And if you go check out thepleasuremuse.com, Dolly does sexological body work. And she does over Zoom now.
She did a little interview with us on our Instagram Live. So you can check out
on our TV.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was Instagram Live, but it went on to our TV. So it's saved. So if you want to check out that, I think it was like 30 minutes.
Yeah. She talks about it, tips. How she could do over Zoom. She could actually help to guide you, your own hands and your body. And you don't even have to have the camera on your body too. And this is what she does. People who are disconnected or have trauma, and helps them to reclaim their bodies. So don't try to do this journey alone. And then lastly, two lastlies I have. One is also OMGS. That is a great way. You hear about it on our podcast all the time too. It's an online program where you can learn all kinds of tips and tools for vulva owners, either external pleasure or internal pleasure, to see what your body likes. Because maybe you don't even know. So that's a good way to see. It's very tastefully done. So omgs.com/shameless, and you get $5 off. And the last thing, have you tried sex toys? And I would say if you're feeling muted, my suggestion would be to explore with your hands maybe first, but also sex toys. If you're feeling like kind of like there's a hard barrier to break, vibrators can be really helpful. Like, I know folks have used magic wands for that purpose. Orgasm has been hard to obtain. Or sex toys can just help to put you in tune with pleasure. Like, sometimes when we haven't experienced pleasure for a while, it's like we need to break the barrier and get pleasure once, and then all of a sudden it's available. And so if you're interested in trying vibrators and things, if you go to purepleasureshop.com, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX, you get 15% off of any sex toys there. We love the magic wand. We love womanizers, satisfiers.
There's so many great toys
out now.
So many
good toys.
And I would suggest as well, that can take the pressure off of getting so in your head, which a lot of times, if it's something that you aren't able to tap into your body when you're in these casual dating experiences, then sex toys can just help you just focus on the vibration or the oscillation, whatever kind of product you're using, and get out of that brain space. At least that helps me.
Yeah.
But I like the advice of sexological body work. Yeah. And
the conscious self-pleasure practice, which is like you're talking about, the heady process. I'm sure for this person who wrote this is, as you're playing with yourself or with someone else, you're in your head saying, I don't really feel much. I'm kind of numb. This is how it always is. And that can be a heady process. But the way we learn is having a new embodied experience of pleasure. And then that creates a new story for us. So, but that takes practice and new experiences. So, but I can totally relate. And just so you know, this is workable. Your largest sex organ is your brain. There is hope of plenty of pleasure down the road. Someone who's had their body turned off for 2.5 years at one point and got all of their pleasure back in a really powerful way. I tell you, it's there.
It's possible.
You got this.
Yeah.
All right. Sex or no.
Bio. It's a bio.
Biodome.
Let's learn who Sarah Rose is. All right, y'all. Sarah is a tantra practitioner devoted to helping others reach a higher plane of passion and pleasure. And she realized early on that the only way to get there was through a holistic approach. You can't make love better if you do not love yourself. You can't feel more in intercourse if you are not in touch with your body. She developed her techniques by studying tantra, mixing in evolutionary biology, and adapting it for practical use in the modern world. Sarah wasn't always the liberated teacher she is known to be. Like most of us, she used to needlessly deprive herself of joy and pleasure. Through the study of tantra, she was able to turn her life around. To learn more, visit tantricactivation.com. But first,
penis owners, it's summertime. That means sun's out, buns out, and time to clean up that chest sweater you've been rocking during quarantine. Manscaped makes it easier than ever with a Perfect Package 3.0 kit. You'll get the Lawnmower 3.0 to help you maintain your body hair, as well as a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine. Whether it's your chest, your back, or your bits, the Lawnmower 3.0 is the best trimmer on the market for those of you in need of some manscaping.
I love going down, and for me, smooth, yummy-smelling balls and a well-trimmed bod are about as good as an orgasm. The ball deodorant and testy toning spray are perfect for those sweaty summer days. Finally, your balls won't stick to your leg. Yay! Time to keep your beautiful bod and precious goods pristine and ready for action. And our listeners get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHAMELESS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use code SHAMELESS. Trim your chesticles with the besticles. Okay, let's get back to the show.
All right, everyone. Episode time, as you heard in the intro. We are here with Sarah Rose, tantric sex coach, to talk all things sex, talk about orgasms. I'm sure we'll talk about how tantra fits in all of this too, pleasure, et cetera, et cetera. So without further ado, let us dive in. Welcome, Sarah Rose. And as we welcome you, I'm just going to throw our first prompt out. We always ask to tell our listeners and us how you got to where you are today in this realm of human sexuality.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. I've actually admired your podcast for quite some time, so super fun to be here. It's been a long journey. My journey into sexuality, so it actually started 19 years ago in a yoga class, and eventually evolved from there into tantra. I actually went to India and I did tantra teacher training. I went twice, and then I went on and got certified as a sex, love, and relationship coach. And then I specialized in men's sexuality and tantra. I've also done like different initiations into tantric lineages. So for me, it's been a long journey that brings me to this place. And I really just see how tantra can help people so much in their sexuality and in their relationships. And it's an area that we need a lot of help with. I feel like, especially in this time of gender roles transitioning, deconstruction of traditional relationship styles. Like, there's so many more options, and people have a lot of questions, and there's not a lot of clarity around what to do, where to go, and that just the best way to thrive in sex and relationships in this new reality that we live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. we're going to dive deep into orgasms specifically, talking about how I think Tantra gets this. We've had, I don't know how many people talk about Tantra on the show.
A couple, a few.
And there's a lot of people get stuck in this theory. At least my partner does all the time. He's like, don't you have to be like deep in the tantric realm to experience tantric sex and be like wooey and know your chakras? I was like, no, it's actually can be a practice of just breathing. But I want to talk about orgasms with you because I want to quote you because you say something that's really interesting. So we can talk about more about this, but you say, and I can't do my best Sarah Rose voice because it sound amazing, but you say, I'm trying to educate guys to let them know how making a woman orgasm doesn't mean she is satisfied. Women can come and it may not be great sex. So can you talk to us more about this? Because I'm very intrigued.
Yeah. So I do think that it's wonderful, first of all, that men have this idea of how important it is that the woman they're with have an orgasm. Like that's a huge step, right? Because to even be at that place, we've come really far. But what has happened, I feel like in that education that has happened of, you know, teaching guys that you really like, it's important for her to come first. Like there's even books called She Comes First, you know, things like that. And what has happened is now that's all they're fixated on. Like that tends to be the thing, like, okay, did she come? And they'll even ask a woman, like, did you come? How many times did you come? And then like for them, that really validates if sex was good or not. And so absolutely, giving a woman orgasms is incredibly important. And I liken it to learning how to walk. Like once you learn how to walk, you just don't think about it anymore. You just do it. So every man needs to know how to give woman multiple orgasms in all different parts of her body. But that needs to just be like the first step. And then you just like, that's just it. It's just natural. You don't think about it anymore. But to go beyond that, to really truly satisfy her, to let her is important for a woman to feel seen, fully accepted, and just really connected with the person that she's having sex with. Because we can all masturbate and have orgasms on our own. And so if we're having sex with somebody else, it needs to go beyond just, okay, I had an orgasm or I could have just done that on my own. Like if we're actually going to be engaging in intimacy with someone else, there needs to be intimacy there for it to be satisfying and fulfilling. And so the work that I do with men primarily is it's personal development work around their sexuality. So that way men can start to develop internal confidence by really knowing themselves. So we do a lot of shadow work where they look at the darkest parts of themselves, the parts of themselves that they wish nobody knew about, and really start to own this and look at this and accept these parts of themselves. And that in doing that type of work, they develop the capacity to be with a woman in that way as well. So often when I work with women, what many women say to me is, Sarah, I could never express myself like this in bed with a man. He can't handle it. He can't handle these parts of me, like this raw, this primal, this like the witchy part of me, the shamanic part of me, like these parts of women that like we have suppressed over time because sex is supposed, we feel like we have to be pretty in sex. We have to look good. We have to sound good, right? But good sex isn't pretty. Good sex is messy. And if a woman can't be in her wildness and her chaos during sex because she feels like the guy can't handle it, she's not going to really have incredible sex. And so I help men go there in themselves so that way they're not afraid of it when women go there.
What's up, shameless sex fam? Is your sex life important to you? What about your relationships? And also, let me ask you this. Who can relate to this story? Things were once so good in the bedroom with my partner, and now it's a mess, and I don't know what to do.
Where's my happily ever after, Amy?
What about me? Or how about so many aspects of my life are fantastic, but when it comes to sex and relationships, I feel so lost. Yep, been there.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And this is why you all need Shameless Sex,
the book.
We give you simple, simple solutions and a framework that you can use. You can customize it to you. Yes, you. It gives you the tools, the right tools for your sex and relationship. So you get what you desire. And it's fun. It's playful. Right, Amy? We're always playful.
It's kind of sexy.
And did I mention how easy we make it for you? You have to check out Shameless Sex. Plus, the testimonials, they're coming in from everywhere. And this book has helped people just like you recreate and create the sex life of their dreams. So you can do it too. Go to, where are they going, Amy?
ShamelessSex.com.
Oh, how easy is that? Just go to ShamelessSex.com and click on the book, okay? And you can get it however you choose.
You want hardcover, yeah. Audio.
Hardcover?
We got you hardly covered.
I love that you said in the beginning, you were saying you teach you teach men about how to learn how to give women multiple orgasms and also orgasms all over the body, which I think is, some people are like, what does that mean? Like, I thought it was just genitals, you know? And I love highlighting that the whole body can be erogenous. In fact, a lot of folks crave, I know a lot of vulva owners are craving to be touched outside of their genitals and have a lot more of that, especially in foreplay, but also during, you know, during sex, and to diversify it. And they have like, I have this whole body that wants to be touched, and we're all different in how we want to be touched. But I like that you highlighted that we're not just talking about genitals here, you know, touching a clit, touching a G-spot. We're talking about, there's a whole being. And then also what you said about safety and being seen. So, you know, I'm hearing that what you're saying, the connection and intimacy piece, that oftentimes, especially in long-term relationships, once they figure each other's body out, it's like, we only need to spend like 2 minutes on that. And then like genitals, you know? And so, we've talked about this in so many podcasts, but I really, really value what you're highlighting here. And then I want to also, what you said too, about how penis owners have been taught that their worthiness is often based on the orgasms that they give someone, which becomes goal-oriented and a lot of pressure for everyone, including the receiver. I'm wondering if you have any tips. I'm going to call them a vulva admirer. So this can be men or anyone that loves, wants to pleasure a vulva. Any just quick tips on how they can enhance their giving skills with their partners?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, slow down. That is really, really helpful because it helps. It helps just a woman's body to begin to open up and to be able to soften and be able to receive the pleasure. So if you just go in super hard, it's very jarring for the body and for the nervous system. And like her body will tend to shut down, especially like if it's repeated. And so with clitoris or the vagina, like really just being more soft, more gentle, and then you can go into, you know, rougher play if that's what's desired. You can use harder if that's something that she wants. But it really does need to start out more slow and just more gentle, so she can open up. And many men, like their penises become very desensitized because they're so used to hard, fast sex, hard, fast masturbation. And they can't really feel. So I also work with men to help them resensitize their penises, and also for women to be able to resensitize their vaginas, their cervix, the area or the nerve endings of where their cervix was, and also like the clitoris, all the different areas. Even your breasts can become more sensitive if you spend time focusing on that area of your body. It can become more sensitive to touch. So this, like we know, like science shows, the more you focus on something, the more that area will become receptive to whatever the focus and the attention is.
So is this something that is helpful for folks that want to pleasure their own vulvas? So for vulva owners out there that are interested in learning more about their own, expanding their own pleasure, is it kind of the same techniques with slow and I guess, because I'm always into fast and hard myself.
She's a fast moving person.
Yeah. So I'm wondering how can one like me, that's like wanting to enhance my own pleasure, also like do this? Mm-hmm. What would you suggest?
And often women, like, that's all they know how to receive pleasure because that's all they've gotten. And so so again, just like a penis can become desensitized from it, the vagina can also. And so if you're not getting fast and hard at first, it may feel like I'm not really feeling anything because there's lack of sensitivity there, which it could be something else going on, but that's kind of a common thing that happens. And so it's retraining your body, learning, like just creating a new mind-body connection. So that way your body can start to experience sensitivity and it really can expand the sensations that you get in a huge way. But it takes time. Like I remember when I used to just use a vibrator all the time and, you know, it was just like explosive orgasm, super intense, like highest speed on the, you know, vibrator.
That's me, Sarah. That's me. Yeah. That's what I do. And then when I'm in an experience with someone else, I'm like, oh, it's not working.
Right. Yeah. And it feels incredible, right? There's nothing wrong with the way that feels. Like it's amazing. My experience was that I wanted to be able to start having orgasm, the same type of orgasm with touch and not just with the vibrator. And so I retrained my body. And it took time and it was frustrating as hell. Like I wanted to just scream so many times, but I just persevered through it. And I did, I retrained my body. And now with physical touch, like I can have that crazy, incredible, explosive type orgasm within a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. And so, it's the repetition that's really important and staying with it. And for men, it's similar, like they're equivalent to this is through watching porn. So for guys, like masturbating and watching porn is typically their way of like just getting off super quick and easily. And in order to, and what can happen is they have like the death grip on their penis, and they're doing just really hard, really fast. And then when they go to have sex with someone else, like it's hard for them to ejaculate sometimes, because they're used to like that super tight sensation from their hand, and a vagina most likely is not going to give them that same amount of tightness that they did. And so like for guys, it's just retraining their body. Like you got to slow down, you got to loosen your grip. I often recommend that they use something like some sort of fleshlight or something like that. That's going to help them start the process of training their body in a new way. So it can be done. It takes time.
Okay. Time for a quick break. This podcast was made possible by Uberlube. It's a luxurious silicone lubricant that enhances sex and intimacy. We receive emails from listeners who have tried Uberlube, and the feedback is unanimous. We never knew lube could be this good. It's also less likely to throw off the pH than most other lubes, and there are thousands of doctors recommending Uberlube to their patients, whether they want to make their hot sex even hotter or for folks experiencing dryness.
Uberlube is without a doubt my favorite lube. It has no flavor, no scent, and feels absolutely amazing on my body. And it isn't just for sex. I use it to tame my hair frizzies, to prevent chafing, and I even put some in my mouth before an oral sex session. Totally ups my blowjob game. Oh, and the bottle, it's beautiful. It looks like a cosmetic product. So I just leave it out on my nightstand totally shamelessly. To learn why we think it's the best lube on the planet, check out uberlube.com and use code shamelesssex for 10% off plus free shipping. Again, that's uberlube.com and use code shamelesssex for 10% off and free shipping.
This podcast was also made possible by omgs.com. OMGS is a research-based online program that teaches you all about how to pleasure the pussy. OMGS studied thousands of vulva owners to find out how they orgasm and then made beautiful animated modules and super honest short videos to give you ways to reach even more pleasure. I've been recommending OMGS to my clients for years, and it's been changing their lives.
We all know pleasure is fluid and ever-changing, so why not add more tools to your pleasure tool belt? OMGS is for everyone, so whether you are a vulva owner or you just love vulvas, OMGS will give you the techniques to get your O face on. There are two seasons to choose from and hundreds of gorgeous videos to explore, so go see what science says about pleasure and visit omgs.com/shameless. That's omgs.com/shameless to get $5 off your OMGS access. Again, omgs.com/shameless. Go check it out. Now back to the show.
Yeah. On that note, everyone that's listening, Fleshlight, if you don't know about that, it's like a masturbation sleeve, and they have one called the stamina training unit that's known to be a little bit tighter. And the idea is that you do a slow practice with that, and it's not, it's the one thing that I have an ex-partner that did a practice with this where, they were not having sex with other people for that time. We weren't together at this time, and they were self-pleasuring with a Fleshlight, really slow, no goals, for like 20 minutes to regain control over, this was specifically for ejaculatory control. And, the homework is so interesting because, by the way, Fleshlight, everyone, purepleasureshop.com, you get 15% off with coupon code shameless sex and on other sex toys too. But it's interesting. The homework for a lot of these things is similar, right? I guess you can correct me in what you think. The homework for someone, so say a vulva owner who's feeling like it's hard to have orgasms or powerful orgasms or orgasms in other ways beyond, you know, with a really intense magic wand. And the homework is self-pleasure, either with a lighter vibrator and the lightest speed, and you probably won't have the orgasm right away, and or with just your hands and, you know, with your body and being really patient, knowing it's not going to happen overnight, but not have it be goal-oriented. And you take your time to reframe, relearn, reprogram to eventually be able to get off in this other new way, because we know our largest sex organ is the brain. Same homework for someone who has a penis on the ejaculatory control stuff, right? It's like the same thing. Stop doing the fast and hard with your partner, with your hand. Start doing the slow and soft. Don't be set on goals. It's so interesting. And then you can, again, relearn, reprogram, retrain to now have control over your sexuality or experience sexuality in a different way. And then you said that with the porn thing too, porn and sex toys to me are similar to what you said. So I like that you put it that way. And that's, I 100% believe in everything that you're saying. I'm curious, how does Tantra apply to all of this? You know, I'm sure, and there's 5 million ways, but what is it, talking about all this with pleasure, receiving, giving, orgasms, how does Tantra come into play?
So tantric sex, the way that I teach tantric sex, and there are a lot of different ways that tantra sex is taught. So I'm only talking about the way that I've been trained and the way that I coach people. And it basically drills it down to the fundamentals of breath, sound, movement, and focus. And these are very basic. There's something that all humans have. We all breathe, we all make sound, we all move. And even if we have ADD, we can still focus on some things. But it's the way that you put them together. It's like the formula in which you put them together that gets you out of your head, into your body, in the present moment. Like the breath can actually create this sensation of bliss state, of transcendence, of like out of body experiences that you feel like you're having during sex. And it's like, it takes some training and it takes some practice, but it's not brain science, right? You're not like, it's not the most difficult thing in the world. It's just like, get some good training, do practices, learn how to do it. And then you can just incorporate it during sex, and it makes sex just a million times better.
It sounds like the way you teach it too, like you said, it's not like, you know, brain science, rocket science. The way you teach it is approachable, like with what April was saying in the beginning, and like, you know, hurt your partner thinking like it's this like super woo-woo out there thing that like only, was it Sting who has sex for like 12 hours and right. Just dated ourselves if you're 20 and you're like, who's Sting? But
well, he's also home after he's touring all over, well, was.
Yeah.
Right? And then
yeah,
he's like, I have 12 hours
yeah
to bang
here
it
we
out
go
all day.
All night long. But the people are like, it's unobtainable. And you're saying, actually, it isn't. It really is just, I mean, just through some education and practice. And of course, it is hard to slow, if we're not used to be slowing down and being patient, doing all these things like deep breaths and moving, you know, all the, it's foreign language. But I love that you're saying it's actually more approachable than you think. So a lot of people are probably doing or have, they just don't really know that they are, and they can probably up their game and learn more.
That's why Sting says every breath you take.
I'll be watching
move
you.
Make, I'll be watching.
Is that
you.
Eye gazing?
In the tantric sex realm.
It's talking about eye gazing.
That's good. It probably is.
So you have some online course offerings, right? And right now I'm sure people are really wanting to tap into that. Can you talk to us more about your offerings that are virtual?
Yeah. So actually it's been, everything has been booming since everybody is stuck inside, and really they're like, okay, if I finally have the time to do these things that I've been meaning to do, and I've just been pushing it off. And so, yes, I have two main options right now. And one is called Sex Stallion Training. And this is a 7-week online course, instant access. You get pre-recorded video and audio guides. For men, showing them how to, training them in the fundamentals of tantric sex, like really getting the basics of it down. And then I have a group coaching program called Man on Fire, which is absolutely incredible. It's a 6-month coaching program. And in that, it's weekly live calls where I am going through all the psychological and emotional things that impact them sexually, like really helping them work through any past trauma. Anything from past relationships that's holding them back. Maybe they were stressed out from work one time and just couldn't get hard. Woman they were with like reacted badly, and ever since then they've just spiraled downhill, you know, and like not been able to ejaculate anymore or get hard anymore. And they feel like, okay, I must have ED, but maybe it's actually performance anxiety instead. So I'm working with guys around things like that to really help them to have that internal confidence again. Men that have had premature ejaculation forever, giving them the tools that they need to like really help them last in bed. Like I have guys in the program that their partner left them because like one guy, he couldn't satisfy her in bed. And now he is having the most incredible sex. Like I'm almost envious of the sex he's having. Like, so it's just using all these different practices together to really help men feel sexually confident. And it's also my gift to women because women want to be with men that can satisfy them in bed. So I started out as a women's sex coach, and the women kept asking me to teach men. And so I am now. And the men that come out of that program are amazing. Like it's really fantastic. All the work they put into it. And like most of the time they come in because they're like, I have premature ejaculation or I have ED. And I'm like, okay, like fine. That's great. Like I get that's your pain point. That's why you're coming in. But by the time they leave the program, they're like, I had no idea what this program was going to give to me. It's so much more beyond like just, you know, the pain point that they have that they came in to fix. It's just going, it really does transform their entire lives.
One question I have, this is like, I know we're coming to more of like the, how people can find you and work with you, but okay. So these people are coming in, some of them are in relationships, some of them are not. What is your personal belief about, cause I feel like I have people that come to, you know, work with me or you know, we're giving advice to, and they're almost like, I shouldn't do the work because I'm not in a relationship. And part of me is like, I actually think it's the greater opportunity is when you're not in a relationship so that you can do a lot of that self-focus, because when you're doing that work on your own, but then you're worried about you're in a partnership and then you're already like this, you have to, you're negotiating the sex that you're having there and their own stuff. And then you're doing these practices on the side, but what if the sex you're having with this other person isn't part of that practice? And then you need to create firm boundaries and make sure that what is your belief on that? I mean, do you think like the prime time is someone to be single and if there still is an opportunity in partnership, like what does that look like?
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. Like I think that all men can really find value in doing it. So I work with all types. Like I've worked with men that are virgins. Like they've never even had sex before. And like, I'm, I'm just in awe of them. I'm like, I can't even imagine how much better your first time having sex is going to be compared to like most people. And that's actually a really big deal, because our first imprints of sexuality, like, that impacts us long term. And so I actually get super excited when I see that. But then I have guys that are, you know, single, they just got out of a long-term relationship, or they're divorced, or they're in a long-term relationship, or maybe they're just dating people. Maybe they're an open relationship. Like, I work with all types, and I don't really think that there's a better time to do it. It's just, is this something that you desire? Go for it. Like, don't waste any more time. We're not getting any younger.
And we don't have time for that bad sex stuff. I mean, we do. No. It still comes up, but like, why not learn and grow?
How can people, if they want to access you and your work, how can they find you? Any social handles, any of that?
Yes. So my website is tantricactivation.com, and my Instagram is also tantricactivation.com. It's I am Sarah Rose on Twitter. Sarah has two R's. So I am SarahRose. And then I'm also like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu athlete. And so I have a fun Instagram page that's Sarah Rose Jiu-Jitsu, which is kind of more my personal, just like talk shit jiu-jitsu stuff kind of page.
Being a badass.
But I definitely tie it in with sexuality to keep everyone entertained.
Nice. I love going back to the Midwest and people saying tantra, tantric sex. I'm like, it's tantra, darling.
Tantra.
What did Caroline care? She said tantra.
Well, I think that this is some wonderful information, and both for penis owners, vulva owners, couples, singles, swingers,
all the in-betweens,
all of them.
Everyone that wants better sex.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. So thank you for sharing your wisdom and some of your expertise with our listeners. And if you are sitting at home bored after you watch your tantric classes online that Sarah Rose has, maybe you could grab a glass of Margins wine. There are new releases. I think it's like, I want to say 3 times a year, and I might change this, but it's information for you to find out for yourself when you go to www.marginswine.com and sign up for the newsletter so you can get in on that train that Amy and I aren't on right this moment. Oh, no, you are. I'm not on it. I'm not drinking wine right now. It's really hard. It's a hard time.
I'm still on the wine train.
I'm on water. But see why Amy and I have loved it for, I think it's almost been 3 years. It's been a long time, but we love you. Megan Bell, if you're listening, big shout out to you, everything that you do. And to all of you that are listening, go ahead, log on, go to iTunes, go to your phone and review us. Give us 5 stars. I am giving out, and I have already given out the first 10 people each show that we do this. I think this is the third time after each show. And you send us a, screenshot of the review, 5-star review. I am sending you a little something in the mail. I even sent something to someone in the UK. So do it. Go ahead. I'm bribing you. No, this is loving you back for loving us. All right. All right, y'all. We'll see you next Tuesday. Sarah Rose, you're awesome. Ciao for now.
Don't forget to head on over to our website at shamelesssex.com for more. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSPP in all caps at purepleasureshop.com.